It's Rumor Has It from Adele on Roundhouse Radio 98.3 Vancouver. We're Janice and Corey. It is 3:42, and we welcome into the studio Janice Abbott, CEO of Atira Women's Resource Society. You guys had an announcement today that Sister Space, a new women-only safe injection site, is now open on the downtown east side. What does that mean for you guys?
It's sort of a natural progression for us, I guess. We started training our staff to do naloxone administration about 4 years ago. The last year, 16 months, has been really difficult, like it has for everyone else. And so this just feels like it took too long.
Yeah.
But it feels like a natural progression in terms of the services we're providing.
I know in January, the discussion had come up where we were and still are in the middle of a crisis. And you said that you were going to wait for the federal government to mm-hmm. answer your calls before providing help to people. And I thought it was so fascinating that you said you have to do what you need to do to keep people alive. And that's what you guys did.
Yeah. And, you know, we opened shared using spaces in most of our buildings back in December. So this is a space that's now just accessible to women in the community, not just in one of our buildings.
Okay. And so could you tell me... just like devil's advocate, or why is it important for women to have a safe injection site that's just strictly for women?
Sure. I mean, the community can be a very dangerous place for women. Most of the women who we work with who live in this community are vulnerable to all kinds of violence. When women have to share co-ed spaces, they often forego services because they may have to stand in a line or sit in a waiting room with someone who's raped them or someone who's assaulted them, someone they owe money to. And so they look at the lineup, they look at the waiting room, and they decide that they'll do without rather than use the service. So women-only space, not only for a overdose prevention site or a safe consumption room, but women-only services are critically important in this neighborhood.
And I know in different spaces that the term woman can mean a whole bunch of different mm-hmm. things, but for Atira, it means women who experience gender violence, misogyny, including trans, two-spirited, and intersex women.
Yeah, so we're trans-inclusive. So we're... open to trans women, to genderqueer women, and to women who significantly identify as femme.
Okay. And what was so fascinating as well is that Dr. Patricia Daly, is that her name? Or
yes.
She had mentioned that we know that women who are working at street-level sex workers have unique challenges accessing health services in the downtown east side. Mm-hmm. What would those challenges be?
Again, it's around safety, feeling safe in space, feeling not just safe physically, but safe emotionally. So not judged, getting the same service as others, feeling equal to or valuable. Mm-hmm. I think those are things that happen for women who are involved in sex work, but also for women who are vulnerable, for Indigenous women, for women of color, women who are racialized. It's just important that they're in space where they feel like they belong and they're cared about and their safety and security matters.
Yeah. And once you can address that safety and security and provide that place, these people are able then to address other issues that they may have.
Absolutely. So once they're in the space, we're able to support them to use safely, support them to survive what's going on in this community right now. There'll also be information available and resources available with respect to housing, with respect to treatment, with respect to detox, with respect to health. So all of those services will be available and offered on site.
We're speaking with Janice Abbott, who is, let me just get this here, the CEO of Atira Women's Resource Society. And there's news today that their new space, Sister Space, is open. It's a new women-only safe injection site, and that's open on the downtown east side. And what's your hope for this space? It's been a long mm-hmm. journey in coming. What's your hope?
So our hope, we've set the space up so it's very non-medical. It looks like a big, hopefully, it looks to most people like mm-hmm. a big living room. We have a kitchen table kind of approach. We want women to feel comfortable and to feel welcome and to feel like they can welcome each other and that they have some control over the space. We obviously hope that it will be and trust that it will be used significantly by women in the community. We're located in an area where there are a lot of women's services and women's housing available. We're kitty corner from Oppenheimer Park. We hope that and trust that through word of mouth, women will come in. We've set the working hours or the open hours, 6 a.m. to noon, and then again from 6 a.m. to midnight, which based on our experience are hours when we believe women will be looking for this kind of service. We have a really young, enthusiastic master's student from UBC who's doing a developmental evaluation, which simply means that we will be talking to women from the moment we open and asking them what they like about the space, what they like about the services, and making adjustments based on the feedback we're getting from women. So we expect it'll look a bit different in 3 months than how it looks now. But we really want it to be a space that that women feel like not only like they belong, but like it belongs to them.
And I've heard like so many times that people look to Vancouver, they've looked to Insight for inspiration. Did you kind of look at what Insight does when looking at your model?
We're definitely extremely familiar with Insight and the profound success it's had in a number of areas. So not just in preventing deaths, but obviously in preventing the spread of HIV and AIDS and other health issues that are related to IV drug use. And absolutely inspired by that. When we started to look at program models that were unique to women. We were only able to discover one other women-only shared using room in the world, which is in Hamburg, Germany. And it's not a community accessible space. It's only available to the women who live in a particular housing project. So we're kind of having to make, absolutely based on what's happened at Insight, but applied gender responsive principles to the space and kind of making it up as we go, because there wasn't anything specific we could model it on.
Yeah, and there's something exciting too about breaking that ground, and mm-hmm. I'm sure many cities will come to Vancouver and come to you to see what's happening and how they can do it and offer the service.
Yeah, I hope so. And again, it's why it's so important to hear from and respond to the women who are actually using the site and make sure that it works for them.
Mm-hmm. In terms of funding, do you feel supported by? I feel like the community understands the importance of this, but do you feel that there's still needed awareness or needed funding and support from the government?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question. It's taking a long time to make heroin legal, to make drugs legal. My personal opinion, my organization's opinion is that prohibition is not working. Prohibition is killing people. It takes time to draft good policy. And it's the government's taking its time. And, maybe that's a good thing on some level. It certainly feels, just like it's such a long time when you're actually on the front line doing the work.
Well, and what's the cost of them taking their time?
It's the cost is people's lives.
Yeah.
We have lost more women in our programming in the last 12 to 14 months than we've lost in the last decade to drug overdoses.
Okay.
So it's hard. It's hard when we plan a memorial service or a funeral a week. I don't think any of us plan to be funeral providers.
Yeah, of course.
It's not what we, it's not in our job descriptions, right? Mm-hmm. But it's what we do because that's the cost of taking our time.
We're speaking with Janice Abbott, who is CEO of Atira Women's Resource Society. With news today, a new safe injection women-only site called Sister Space. And beyond this work, you guys offer transitional housing and actually some services out of Vancouver itself. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. We offer services across the Lower Mainland. So we have programs in Richmond and Burnaby, Surrey, Vancouver, both in the downtown east side and other parts of Vancouver. Most of our services are available to women who are marginalized. We offer services to women and children. We have a particular focus on keeping women and children together. We know, based on our experience, that most of the women we work with in the downtown east side grew up in the foster care system. Most of them have children in the foster care system. So we believe that if we can find a way to keep women and kids together, we can begin to have a positive impact on the intergenerational causes of homelessness and struggles with substance use and struggles with mental wellness. So we have a number of programs that are focused solely on keeping women and kids together.
Are you optimistic about the state of the world or the state of the city?
It's hard to be optimistic at this time in history, particularly when we look at what's going on around the world and right-wing populism. And but in order to do this work, you have to believe. And absolutely, I believe that change is possible. And most days, I believe it's around the corner.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. Janice Abbott, if people want to learn about your organization and the work you do, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Probably to go to our website, which is www.atira.bc.ca.
Thank you so much. Janice Abbott is CEO of Atira Women's Resource Society. And of course, the news today that Sister Space is now open. We're Janice and Corey. It is 3:53 on Roundhouse Radio, 98.3 Vancouver.